Hey guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Gaspard. And since Halloween is like a few days away, I thought I'd share my personal ghost encounters that I've had over the years that led me to believe in what I believe now in the spirit world. Of course, back then, I didn't know what the hell was going on. And I've after did extensive research and studying, I've come to conclude, you know, there's definitely something to this, spirit world and paranormal or supernatural, whatever you want to label it. So I know there's gotta be something out there, you know, otherworldly. And it's just our world, you know. It's like they're finding new planets every day if you're in astronomy. And I hope to study astronomy someday. If I do go back to college. So I find that fascinating as well as paranormal. And so I've been in paranormal more than a decade. This might be short, but I have quite a few interesting ghost encounters like that. If you happen to read one of my first books, Dark Pathways, by yours truly, and that's available in Amazon as well as all my books. I think I wrote about 8 books. Yeah, 8 books that I actually co-authored one, and the last one was ITC Testers and Night Experiences. I co-authored that as well. And that's like a group project, so if you are familiar with the, you know, Brian Holloway UK app developer and investigator, and there's a lot of others that's in a group that share their personal experiences. And, so I managed to put that together. So I'm trying to think offhand, this is like the back of my head, and I'm back here in my room. Unfortunately, I'm still sharing, I'm sharing my back house with my cousin for a while. She's back on her feet, and so I'm sharing that story. I don't want to bore you guys to death, so. That's why I'm back here in my room. More like a haunted room. For most activity, I think it follows me. Ever since I was a little. Okay. I was about a little. My grandmother was starting to show me something that I noticed other family members either are afraid of it, of RTS, or they are not aware of this reality or psychic abilities as we are. So it all comes down to it. You were either born into it or you develop. In my case, I think I was both. And over the years, I'm like 48 years old this year. Believe it or not, I turned 48. And I'm not very old, but believe me, I'm 48 even though I sound younger. I get that a lot, so I think that's just good thing. And so far I haven't gotten carded in a while, so that's it. Anyway, back to the more of a story. Let's see, I'm trying to think about what the earliest time where I actually share this the Warren's Files as well. If you guys haven't seen the Warren's Files, we're going to their Zoom meetings, and it's quite interesting stories that you might want to listen to. So I highly recommend that on their YouTube channel. So I think it was the other day I shared where my first ghost encounter. I'm always nervous, I don't know why. I meant to say my great grandparent, but I just said my grandparents. But actually, it's my great grandparents' house where I used to visit quite often. when I was younger, like I said, this is before I even got married. And so I had to sleep in their guest room, where actually not only they had stored a lot of dolls. Now, I don't know if they were haunted or not. I don't think they were. But I just think the heebie-jeebies just be around any doll, whether it be haunted or not. In fact, when I was younger, I never even liked to play with dolls. I'm more of a tomboyish type girl, where I'm always outside, actually. Or I was at the piano. Now, some of you know me, I would play the piano on Facebook Live, and I was just playing whatever comes to mind. I can sight read and play by ear and post music. So, and yeah. So anyway, I hit the wrong button. So I'm back to the story of my first ghost encounter. I was visiting my great grandparents, I meant to say, in the Warren Files. The great grandparents, I had to stay in their guest room, where it used to be my grandfather's room. I had my great grandfather's room. And so, you'll see why I've got a million in spirit after this encounter. Damn, it's happened a lot of though. But I still feel like it happened yesterday, you know, type of thing. But this one, it gives me the heebie-jeebies every time I say it. So, bear with me. Yeah. So, I was having to, like, sleep in there. Room where the guest room where they had, you know, storing their dolls and stuff. And then finally I was able to doze off and, you know, go to sleep. And shortly afterwards I was just fast forward to around midnight or so with not to when suddenly and spirits haven't known to, like, wake me up in the night. They still do that. Because I realize that I have the psychic ability that I mostly hear spirits. But, sometimes they don't let me see them. I tell them, I'd rather they hear you, so I just hear them mostly. Anyway, going back to the story, I'm sorry if you get sidetracked. I hope you guys don't mind. But if you want me to spark, she doesn't decide with James. Yeah, so something actually woke me up. It takes a lot to wake me up. I'm like, I even sleep through earthquakes. Now, you know, out here in California, we get those quakes, you know, and I would sleep through those quakes. I like, you know, they would say, didn't you? Do that earthquake? I like, what quake? Because I just slept right through it. And this, it's a huge one. Even I don't know. I'll see. But anyway, backstory. Sorry about my desk, weekly desk. Alright, I'm gonna move that forward. Okay, stay there. I don't hope I won't get any more distractions. Sorry, guys. Mother's Day, I'm in. An actual recording studio, that would be cool. So, well, yeah, so I'm woken up by the spirit. Luckily, it wasn't malevolent or anything like that. In fact, I felt quite warm and protected, actually. You know how some spirits make you feel a certain way, and this way it's like I felt real, like, safe. There's a word, I felt safe. But it still startled me. Like, what the hell, you know? I mean, it didn't have a good reason to wake me up. So, in this case, it had a good reason. It woke me up.
the end of the night, and all of a sudden, I can't get to this point. All of a sudden, I felt, it's not what I've seen, it's what I felt. I felt something like heavy, like someone is sat at the foot of my bed. I thought it was going to drive me off the bed or something, but actually, no, it didn't. It just sat there, like just probably looking at me, you know. And then I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Like, you know, mind you, I didn't know anything at all about ghosts or spirits or paranormal or supernatural method like I do now. I just like bolted out the bed and like down the hall, and I found my grandmother. She's like, something happened in the room. She always knows when something happened because my face was like ghostly white. My face is white as snow. I mean, you know, my face is white, you know, whiter than snow. So I told her what happened, and she's like, oh, maybe you had a visitor. I'm like, a visitor? Yeah, so she was thinking to me, I was having a dream with her because she, is also psychic like me. I think she get it from my dad's side. She's my dad's mom on her side. Definitely, and yeah, we think it would have been my great grandfather's spirit paying me a visit. I was thinking, okay. Then it dawned on me that I was actually asking for it because I was actually praying. I can just see or visit my great grandfather one more time. Because I never got to say goodbye. And like, it's like that with all my relatives. Like, even my own past husband that recently passed away from heart failure. It's like, I never get to say goodbye, the final goodbye. We never had a chance to say our goodbyes. We never had a chance to have a funeral or a celebration, whatever you call it, because of the coronavirus that's going around now. So we may never have that closure until we have our own way of saying goodbye. I think that was his, my great grandfather's way of saying, hi, I'm here, and I'm fine, and I'm goodbye too. So that thing is kind of like, I think that's what it's all about. Maybe somehow my great grandfather knew that deep down I had these psychic abilities, like my grandmother. It's like my own deceased husband would sometimes even visit me, even though he's a spirit. I've had some creepy things happen in my own room since he passed. Alright, I've had my purse fallen off the dresser where I usually keep it. I've had my purse fallen off, and I didn't see it fall off, I just heard it. And then sure enough, I saw it on the floor. Now, is it my husband? I don't know. But I think it might be another spirit. I called him Brandon Spears because I never knew them in life. Now, that might be my next book I'm gonna work on. I might call it Random Spirits because I never knew them in life. It's kind of like a part two. Yeah, it's gonna be a part two of my real life in a medium. If you haven't read that book that I wrote a short while ago, I come across quite a few different spirits, even getting evil ones. Yes, I do come across evil spirits, unfortunately. Luckily, I haven't really seen these evil spirits, but I have heard them, and they're not always nice. They don't always have something nice to say. For instance, One time I was watching, I don't know if it's because I'm watching this movie that Trisha did. It should be. But I was watching Zach Bacon's, what was it called? Gosh, I can't remember. But anyway, it's about the house where it was just an evil house. I'm gonna say, I don't know. I know it was in Illinois. I can't believe I can't remember it, but I do apologize about that. I will try to research it more. Ah, I just thought of it. The Demon House. There we go, the Demon House. Yeah, ding ding ding. I knew it was in the back of my head somewhere. That movie, did actually had an impact on me because I could relate to it somewhat because I hear them through the evil spirits. And you know you're a medium when you hear not only his spirit but the evil one as well. So, what happened was later that evening, this might be a bit long podcast than I realized. So, I tell you, I have quite an interesting story to share. Later that evening, that, I'm watching that Dream the House movie. I think it could be a result of that. But anyway, I was once again woken up from dead sleep, like I was before, from my grandfather's spirit paying me a visit. Now, be aware that if you're developing your spirit, your psychic, spiritual gifts, be aware if you might be waking up in the middle of the night or 3 a.m. From spirits that might need your help. Anyway, so what happened was that later that evening, I kid you not, I heard, this is what I should have told at the warning file. Oh well, you guys can hear it now. I heard, as plain as day, I heard an evil spirit say what it was and what apparently I could do. It said, "You can't stop me, I'm a demon." Now it's very, very rare that a spirit, yet alone an evil spirit, would tell you what it is and what apparently what we can do or can't do. And I was like, whoa. I was in awe, actually. I was intrigued by what it was stating and like how it woke me up from dead sleep. And it didn't harm me or anything, it just woke me up. And I believe it's around 3 a.m. the famous witching hour. And so I believe it's their way of mocking the Trinity when they wake you up at 3 a.m. Right? So. Anyway, that still sticks with me to this very day, even though it's been a couple of years now since that movie's been out, right? So if you guys haven't checked that movie out, Leave the House with Doc Bison's. I'm sorry, I was watching that and I'm like, huh. But watch it and just be wary when you do watch these true hauntings stories or read it because it could have an effect on you, especially if you're sensitive and reading like myself. Not enough for him. For him, another weird thing that happened to me, I'll end it with here. Another weird thing that happened when I was watching a film. I was actually inside the theater when it happened. Now, I was watching the first movie, The Conjuring film. Alright? And I was told that if you go and see this Conjuring film in person, you might have a paranormal experience. So, I went and I saw the film and I quite enjoyed it actually. If you guys haven't seen it already, it's Conjuring. and they're all great films. And I am a fan of them one, and I actually got to interview their grandson, Chris McKinnell, and help him in the Warren Foundation. And if you haven't catched their interviews, be sure to do so. And so what happened was, I came home with a deep scratch on my left knee. A real deep scratch, or a cut, whatever you want to say, I think. And it took a long time for it to heal. Usually, those type of scratches, they only last like 1 or 2 days, right? And this one in particular, I left a mark. I think I still saw it. The mark was very faint. But that just chilled me to the bone. Since that happened, that's why I believe in the paranormal. And because I had all these ghostly encounters and experiences. If you guys would like to know more of my ghostly encounters, stay tuned. And have a happy Halloween. In the meantime, this is Nicole out.